听力课堂,听class.com.
Hello everybody and welcome to justvocabulary.com. And today's two words,
precursor
and
prosaic.
Then there is another great podcast that I would like to recommend. It's china232.com. It's a really useful podcast for ESL students. Two Canadian brothers talk about many interesting topics on china232.com. Go check it out, and let's get started with our first word.
Precursor.
Precursor. The precursor to sync my mail's current network infrastructure was slow and bulky.
Precursor.
Microsoft's business model is much more streamlined and efficient compared to its precursor.
Precursor.
Biological research has often been a precursor to medical breakthroughs which benefit patients.
Precursor.
Precursor is spelled P-R-E-C-U-R-S-O-R.
Precursor.
What does it mean? A precursor is something which happened or existed before. It's also pronounced as precursor. It's a noun, and it's an indication that someone or something is approaching.
Precursor.
The word precursor is derived from the Latin precursor, which means to run before. Although the original use of the word precursor was to describe people, the word now is more used to describe anything which happened or existed before another thing. When describing people, it may be more appropriate to use the word predecessor. The adjective precursory is used to describe things that come at the beginning, like an introduction, and it means initial or preliminary. A good example is, during a precursory inspection of the house, I failed to notice many of its problems.
Precursor.
Okay, some synonyms. Forerunner, originator, trailblazer, or prototype. And a good antonym is the word follower. Great, let's move on to our next word. And our next word is
prosaic.
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 Joanne gave me some prosaic advice on how to remove common stains from clothing.
Prosaic.
You know, John's job is not as glamorous as it seems. He has many prosaic responsibilities, like filling out expense reports and other mundane paperwork.
Prosaic.
Lisa's summer job at the TV station dealt with the much more prosaic business of cleaning the floors.
Prosaic.
The adjective prosaic is spelled P-R-O-S-A-Y-C.
Prosaic.
What does it mean? Something that is prosaic is uninteresting or without any variety or imagination. It's very dull. Something that's prosaic is very commonplace or unromantic. Prosaic is a more formal and sophisticated way of describing something that is tiresome and commonplace. The word prosaic has the same origin as the word prose, P-R-O-S-E, and that means common and ordinary speech, not poetry. It comes from the Latin word prosa, which means straightforward discourse. Some related words, insipid or vapid or boring or commonplace, and some antonyms, exciting, fascinating, or interesting. Okay, and those were the two words for today.
Precursor.
Precursor and
prosaic.
Prosaic. If you have any questions regarding this show, email me at info@justvocabulary.com. You can also go to our online quiz located at justvocabulary.com, where we have more information on older shows and additional study tools. Hope to see you there.